Well, the holiday season is the busiest time of year for many retailers, including the country's 2,500 independent bookstores, which, despite Amazon's growing dominance, are not only surviving in Minnesota, but thriving. More from Dan Crocker.
The seeds for the Zenith bookstore, which opened in Duluth 2.5 years ago, were sown on the streets of Manhattan.
We used to love kind of walking the streets and visiting bookstores. We're both big readers, and so that was one of our favorite activities.
Bob Dubrow is the bookstore's owner. He met his wife Angel in New York in the 1980s when the city was full of bookshops.
We were young and in love and full of energy, and we would walk for hours.
You know, one of the things you sort of casually say to each other is a fantasy, is that wouldn't it be fun one day to open a bookstore?
The Dubrows got married, had kids. Bob became a math professor at Carleton College. When he retired a few years ago, they were packing up boxes of books when that crazy idea popped in their heads again.
It was literally like a bolt of lightning.
Never mind they had never owned any kind of business before, or that people had been predicting the death of small bookstores since Barnes & Noble, then Amazon, and then eBooks. They moved to Duluth, depleted their savings to remodel an old liquor store, and opened for business on a summer day in 2017.
It was pandemonium in here. There were TV cameras, and the mayor came, and all of our friends from all over came, and all these people from Duluth came. It was crazy.
I felt from the beginning that we had a tiger by the tail. I was not expecting the extent to which we were embraced by the community.
Dubrow says sales have grown about 60% since that first year. They attribute that in part to loyal customers like Chris Johnson, a UMD professor who stopped by to pick up some books for his college-age kids.
Yeah, I mean, one of my great fears is that bookstores will go away. So I feel almost a moral obligation to be in bookstores. It's probably not the norm, but I think it's important to book lovers that such places exist.
Since bottoming out in 2009, the American Booksellers Association says the number of independent bookstores has grown by about 35% nationwide. That intrigued Harvard business professor Ryan Raffaelli, who for the past 8 years has studied how independent bookstores have managed to be David to Amazon's Goliath.
It's pretty remarkable in terms of what they've been able to do in terms of repositioning themselves.
He's boiled it down to a few things. The buy local movement.
Booksellers are deeply embedded in helping to define this notion of why the consumer should shop local.
Then there's what Raffaelli calls curation.
If you see a great bookseller at his or her craft, you'll see them ask questions like, what are the last 5 books that you read? And then they'll steer a reader into a genre potentially that is outside, but to say, this is your next great book.
He says that expertise enables booksellers to compete against the algorithms Amazon uses to recommend books. And many have made themselves much more than just booksellers. They're also community gathering places. That was the idea behind Cream and Amber, one of at least 5 new bookstores that have opened across the state this year. Katie Terhune's shop in Hopkins, just west of the Twin Cities Metro, also offers 6 Minnesota craft beers on tap.
And so we wanted to make a place where good beer and books could come together and people could meet over those 2 things.
The store also has a cafe and hosts events like candlelight yoga and book clubs to bring customers in the door. Still, Dan Cullen with the American Booksellers Association says for many independent booksellers, it's an uphill climb.
It's a business with razor-thin profits. I don't want to be a Pollyanna because on the one hand, there's been solid success, but on the other hand, it's a challenging road ahead of them as well.
He says many face escalating rents and struggle to pay living wages and benefits.
Okay, so there's your change.
At the Zenith Bookstore in Duluth, sales are brisk. But Bob Dubrow remains realistic.
My wife has this saying, which we repeat a lot, which is nobody's getting rich, but the bills are getting paid.
Plus, he gets a lot of satisfaction out of it. He says when he turns out the lights at the end of each day, he still gets goosebumps seeing what he and his wife have created. Dan Crocker, NPR News, Duluth.